This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. I am back from Miami and the state of Florida, where I spent the last several days following up on the issues of domestic terrorism, security, as well as the war in Iraq, talking to different people in different walks of life. On my return to New York, I have seen several new developments in the news, which I would like to speak about today. The most important one has been the Supreme Court decision, basically saying that President George W. Bush and his administration overstepped their authority in deciding to set up military tribunals at Guantanamo Bay rather than to the court of law of the United States. This is an important victory for our country. It's a loss for George W. Bush and also a loss for the neocons and right-wingers who feel that we as Americans should give up our own values, our constitutional rights, and the things that make us American, our sense of truth, fairness, justice, etc. And above all, that the laws of the United States govern our lives and our government. So for those people, the Supreme Court's decision was a loss. But for us as Americans, I consider it a huge success. I consider it an important milestone that despite the fact that George W. Bush and the Republican Party have tried to make the Supreme Court more and more right-wing, ultra-conservative, however, in this particular case, the Supreme Court made the right decision. My position on the issue is very simple. We are holding people at Guantanamo Bay and we are calling them enemy combatants, even though they were not engaged in any kind of war against us, the United States, at the time of their arrest. Many of those people were actually even arrested not carrying any weapons, according to our own military and government records. However, if there are people among them who are known terrorists or who have been known to engage in terrorism or even were training to be terrorists, I do not care if they did not carry out an attack on the United States, but they were carrying out training to attack the United States or other countries in the world, they are terrorist wannabes. And in that case, I have no problem with us telling these people, you are terrorists by every rule that is known to civilized society, and we are going to charge you with several crimes. We will charge you with a crime, we will prove you guilty in a court of law, including an American court of law, in which you should not expect to get justice, but will be treated justly and fairly, because that is the American way of life. And then, if they are guilty, I have no hesitation in saying, let's hang them, let's shoot them, whatever needs to be done to make sure that they are punished for their crimes. And that is the exact opposite of the Bush doctrine, which is grab people wherever you can, legally or illegally, hold them illegally, forget about all the treaties that the United States has itself signed and expects its own soldiers to be treated by, including the Geneva Convention and America's own military and civil laws, and then we keep them in detention indefinitely without charging them with a crime. So thankfully, the Supreme Court has shown that America is still the greatest place in the world, not because it has nuclear weapons as so many other countries have, not because it has tall buildings that many other countries have, but it is the greatest place on the face of the earth because it is the United States of America that has a constitution that gives us specific rights, that gives us specific laws, and we have a balanced government system. Even if Congress has been too lame, lazy, weak, or corrupt to stand up to the president and the way he has been ignoring and breaking American laws, thankfully, the Supreme Court did the right thing. It was not a unanimous decision, and even that is okay, because we do not want all liberal judges, bleeding heart liberals on the Supreme Court, much like we do not need Bible-thumping right-wing conservative judges on the Supreme Court. Let's hope that there is balance, and that the balance of the Supreme Court with the Congress that actually someday wakes up and takes its responsibilities seriously, so we can go back to being the greatest place on the face of the planet, not just in our own minds or on our radio or TV talk shows, but in the eyes and minds of the rest of the world, so that the rest of the world once again looks up to America as the beacon of hope, as the shining light of democracy and constitutional rights for people, the supremacy of law over any political party or any president or any despot or any tyrant wannabe. And that's what America is all about. What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com. This is Imran signing off.